The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rayshon Blyden here. I used to be such a huge Marvel fan, but I forgot they're owned by Disney. And Disney, I have to do something on Disney because what they're doing to children with the propaganda and the sexualization of children with some of the content that they're allowing on their network is absolutely atrocious. Nonetheless, let's see if this lady had anything to do with it, because they fired, Victoria Alonso, and it was rumored to have been fired over refusal to censor LGBTQ references. Earlier in March, it was announced that one of the executives in charge of Disney Marvel was fired, Victoria Alonso, a person who'd been with Marvel Studios since its founding, was terminated shortly after the film Ant-Man and the Wasp. I still haven't seen it, I probably won't. Quantum failed to gain much traction at the box office and deliver another disappointing response from fans. While it was unclear why Alonso was fired, rumors swirled that it had much to do with Marvel's descent into woke nonsense. Ding, 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 Ayachi. Why do you think I have not gone to see any of these garbage new Marvel? The last good movie was, and that's not even Marvel, that was actually Sony, which is the Spider-Man movie. That was great. I gave Doctor Strange 2 a try, and I didn't like it much. I liked the first one much better. Nonetheless, I haven't been to it since, and we'll see. Once they get rid of this woke culture, then they got me again. But for now, no. Just like the old adage, go woke, go broke. Go woke, go broke. Disney, are you listening? Go woke, go broke. While it was unclear why Alonso was fired, rumors swirled that it had much to do with Marvel's descent into woke nonsense that weighed its films down and made them nay unwatchable, which is true. Something which Alonso had pushed, others speculated that Marvel was asked to deliver too much in too short of time. I would say it has, as a fan of the movies, to me, the wokeness was garbage, hot mess, causing people in the CGI department, where Alonso was in charge, to deliver subpar work in a toxic work environment. But some of the CGI did look awful, and if that has to do with the high demand, the high pressure, and too fast, well, that's on Marvel as well. But if you don't get your acting gear, you lose money. So if she had to be the fall guy, I mean the fall they, them, whatever you want to call it, this toxic work environment was also attributed to Alonso, who was rumored to blacklist people if they got on her bad side even a little. Now who's blacklisted? You're fired! But thanks to an executive from The Hollywood Reporter, we can see that there was some truth to the rumor that it had to do with her insistence that Marvel movies be woke. Of course it is. Of course, I'm telling you as a fan, I will not go see a hot garbage woke movie. I just won't do it. Alonso's lawyer has come forward and claimed that Disney fired her gay Latina client in an attempt to silence her after she refused an order to do something reprehensible. Insiders say it has to do with the new Ant-Man flick and the LGBT representation being censored for the film release. In January, the Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania was being readied for release. Word came down the Marvel executives wanted an editor to blur a storefront window that featured rainbow decorations. That's the thing about this. That's the thing. Don't force your way on everyone. Most Marvel fans aren't going to want to watch a woke LGBTQ film. It's just a fact. So if you're trying to force it down our throat, guess what? You're going to lose money. Hence, we're not going to go support it. Nonetheless, they wanted to edit and blur it out. The rainbow decorations and the word pride for the version of the film that will be released in Kuwait, which has restrictive anti-LGBTQ laws. The storefront was shown in two brief scenes in which Scott Lang, Paul Rudd, walked down San Francisco, booty doody all over the streets. Alonzo, who is gay, was an outspoken prominent of inclusion during her time at Marvel. She publicly challenged the CEO, Bob, to push back against Florida's Don't Say Gay Bill. Don't say gay bill. I don't say gay bill. I don't say gay bill. I don't say gay bill. As did colleagues at sister company Pixar, and she championed diverse stories. What do you mean by diverse, lady? Do you mean rainbow flag stories? Transformer gender, what is in your pants stories? Oh, okay. The Quantumania request reached Alonzo, who refused to have her team make the edit as part of her duties overseeing visual effects at Marvel Insider says. Marvel then went to an outside vendor to see the edit through. If the rumors are true, then Alonzo was likely becoming a nuisance, of course. That was costing the company time and money and talent. Her refusal to do her job and enforce the censorship rule for overseas countries was likely a straw that broke the camel's back. Ha ha! Not the sole reason for her firing. Alonzo firing is also being interpreted by some as a sign of things to come. Disney is set to fire over 7,000 employees in the coming days, a move some are calling a bloodbath meant to save the company around $5 billion. Given Alonzo's position at the company and her reported unwillingness to bend about social justice issues in movies, people are beginning to wonder if CEO Bob Iger is looking to steer the ship that Walt built away from the overtly woke themes that Disney has adopted and get it back on course to be a family-friendly company. Well, he better, because you're going down like the Titanic. You're going down, you're gonna panic. While that might be true, former Disney fans should probably not hold their breath despite the relentless beating Disney took from both fans and Florida legislators in 2022. The company is still entrenched in the stink of political idealism, and it won't be able to wash it all off for some time. Oh, that's what happens when you want to go woke. You're going to go broke because I ain't going to give you a dime. I ain't going to give you a dime. You go woke, you go broke because I ain't going to give you a dime. I ain't going to give you a dime.
Come on, people, let's go. A political bomb, a political bomb, so come on, people, let's go. A political bomb, a political bomb, so come on, people.